Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man. Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Mommy, I don't know what the fuck I just did, but I just fucked up my background. I don't know why. I'm on Blog TV tonight, and I am having a hard time playing around with this shit. Oh, damn, I gotta add a layer. So, anyway, tonight is gonna be an awesome show. We have a topic about light skin versus dark skin. We started this subject on Saturday after we had a crazy-ass Saturday show with Caprice, and we took it on tour, and then we started talking about how light-skinned people, men, scared to eat pussy for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because their dick game is not. I don't know. Opposites attract. So that would be one of our topics tonight, and y'all know me. I'll be all over the place. So it's going to be quite interesting. Caprice is at work. She'll be on at 9 o'clock. I think she's going to cam up with us. Guys, she is actually cute as fuck. I'm happy to have her on my team. So this is going to be quite an interesting night, really. Let's see. Tonight is Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. For those of you that don't pay attention on Sunday, I decided to take a bath and put it on 90 chat. So, at first I had a lot of technical difficulties, a lot of technical difficulties. And the camera and browser, everything didn't work. So when it did work, I was in Big Garden Tub, I watched Chica, I did a whole lot of different things, then I stood up, people got to see my body, they got to see my booty, they got to see how jiggly it was. So, I mean, I'm telling you, if you guys are not paying attention on Twitter, y'all are missing a lot. I mean, y'all are missing a whole lot, because I be getting it in. I don't be playing no games. So, you know, it's like this night is going to be quite interesting. Hopefully people will call in and participate in topics and everything. Oh, yeah. So, my brother was asking a question. Get out of my damn. Man, y'all have to excuse my brother. He's talking about he want to be on the show. I'm going to call him up and ask him his subject matter on light women, dark skin women. Whose pussy is better?
Nilla, white girls.
Oh, I forgot. He's like Nilla women. They crazy. I'm not prejudiced to anything, but I'm just saying. So, anyway, it's going to be like quite an interesting. Oh, my God. Anyway, don't pay my brother no attention. He likes all kinds of coochie. But me personally, I think it's all about how the person uses what they got. It shouldn't matter what color, but, you know, light-skinned people are attracted to dark-skinned people. Dark-skinned people are attracted to light-skinned people. Some people say light-skinned people are too pretty to actually put in work and fuck and break sweat. Some people feel like, you know, it's just a matter of opinion. So, me personally, as long as you know how to work the middle, it really doesn't matter what color you are. I feel like God blesses you with whatever he wants you to have, and it's up to you to master the art of throwing dick and break a big bitch's back. Me, I'm brown skinned. Sort of on the dark side, and I am not afraid to break a sweat. I'm not afraid to do what I feel that I need to do to get my man where he needs to be. So I'm just, you know, I'm just a different breed of female. So, and, you know, tonight, since I don't have a musical guest, I'm going to play different music like I always do. But I got to share this with y'all. Okay, for those of you that was listening on Friday, no, I think it was Saturday, I was like, Chingy, I'm trying to get Chingy on the show. Well, guess what? Friday night, Chingy will be on the show. So you already know I am going to be asking him some questions and asking him some more questions, letting him talk and answer everything like that. So I can't tell y'all that I'm going to behave and be a good host. I'm just going to tell y'all that I'm going to be me. That's all I can do. Now, does that mean I'm going to be good? Does that mean I'm going to be bad? That means I'm going to be Chalk. And when you come on my show, you're open to any and everything that may come out of my mouth or whatever I may feel like asking you. So all I can say is I better tune in because the question of the transvestite is going to come up. It has to. I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask, okay? And I would like to thank everybody for giving me positive feedback on Friday's show about the oral lessons. You know, I'm sure some people may have sucked some dick, read some blogs, and improved their bedroom life or whatever. Glad to have been a free help, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out what is going to be my first song. I want it to be something crunk, but yet and still, I want it to be something sexy and sassy. Any suggestions in the chat room? What would you guys like to hear tonight? What should be my first song? And Mother Nature is kicking my ass, so I will be keeping my clothes on. Now, Friday, that's a good subject. Woo! It'll tell you what y'all might see, what I might do, and what might pop out. I might end up to Chica up close and personal. Then if I get kicked off of Blog TV, then you guys have to follow me, Tiny Chat. But ain't no telling. You guys know how I am. I'm so up and down. You know, so I'm trying to take it easy. I'm easing everything tonight. And, you know, by the end, like about 30, 40 minutes, I'm going to be like super crunk as always. Y'all know how I do. I just like to get up. You know what? I'm trying to think. You know what? This is, you know, I never play the artist right here, or at least not by, not by himself. So, you know what? I'm going to play Young Dro from his first album. You know what I mean? I don't really want to know. I don't really want to hear Shogulene. I really don't care about that. You know what? How about I do, damn it. I cannot say the name of the song. I didn't talk myself out of the fucking song. How the hell did I do that? I swear, I need help. If I don't get help at Charter, I need to get help somewhere. And then I have little bumps on my face. That means I'm not getting them, or maybe because of Mother Nature. But, you know, I have a toy, and, you know, I'm not afraid to use it. I use it the other morning. I use it Sunday morning. So, I'll wait and use it a few more days before I go to the IAA weekend. Yes, I will be there Saturday night. So, this is going to be quite interesting. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play something so fucking old school back in the day, and it's gonna put everybody in a good mood. So here we go with you know, I'm not even gonna tell you what it is. When you hear the beat, you guys are gonna be like, oh shit, I remember that. This was like a damn class. So here we go.
Will you believe it? I say,
another cover for Six Months, and what do we have?
Sir, we are so close.
Well, then, get me Gucci Mane.
My neck up, watching my face, maybe the ice in my
No, y'all know on Saturdays I play my old school hip hop and R&B and everything like that. So this is what I decided to do for you. This is like one of my favorite shits right here. So here we go. Hold on. Not gonna tell you. You get the beat.
Rich. What is it?
Yeah, give me a zip.
I like it. Wait.
Got it, boys. Yo, turn off the motherfucking lights. You know what it is. You fuck your dreams, nigga. This is reality. Oh, yeah, take that.
They say I'm getting money. The Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. They say I'm getting money, must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Lord knows that boy that been a body. Lord knows that boy that catch a body. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Being dead broke is the root of all evil. Get money, my nigga. Do good with people. Got the calico, got the dynamite. If they want to do it big, pick a time tonight. Back to these bitches falling with my timeline. Back to these crap falling with my timeline. Got the phone. I think I'm being followed. I'm with the Holy Ghost. Can you hear me, Father?
Father, please protect me from brokenness. Bitch-ass niggas. Bitch-ass bitches.
They say I'm getting money. Must be a lunatic. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. He's getting on the door. Don't let the devil in. Knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. They say I'm getting money, must be Illuminati. They say the Holy Ghost in my Ferrari. He's getting on the door, don't let the devil in. He knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Work, that's all my niggas working with. That's all my niggas looking with. Teacher told me that I was a piece of shit. Yeah. To the other day, driving a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Work. Exactly what I'm screaming, ho. Certified, ain't you nigga triple beaming, ho. You talking to the Holy Ghost. I'm smoking to the Holy Ghost. When I fuck, she let her pussy soak. Even my lawyer be asking, is it dope? Who break the code, shot me with a million votes. I'm forever dope, touched by the Holy Ghost.
They hate, they don't understand. Father, they know not what they do.
They say I'm getting money, must be Illuminati. I'm talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. Knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Knocking on the door, don't let the
Okay, now, this song trips me out for the simple fact. How in the hell is Ross and Diddy gonna be talking about the Holy Ghost when them two motherfuckers ain't nothing but the devil? Oops, did I say that? Well, we already know Diddy is a fruity ass motherfucker. He makes good liquor. Keeps the rock is my shit. But I wonder, in that situation, is Diddy fucking Ross? Was fucking Diddy. Either way it goes, they nasty as fuck. Diddy skinny and looks sick. Ross is just that nasty. Titty's bigger than my grandma's. I swear, what the fuck? Oh, man. Okay, I need to stop. I need to stop. But y'all know on my show, I say whatever the fuck I want to say. It's my show. I pay the bills and I. Topic is light skin versus dark skin and the stereotypes that come with it. So this guy on tour was saying that he had a light skin friend that doesn't eat pussy. All he does is dick. And a lot of people still think that light skin people think that they're too pretty to get down and dirty in the bedroom. Light skin girls tend to be pretty snobby and, you know, prissy or whatever. Brown skin and dark skin girls, we get down for hours. You know what I'm saying? We get to sit in, you know, if it comes to sucking a dick, we're like gobble, gobble, gobble. We're hungry, we're gonna eat that shit up. Hair could be all over the place. We don't give a fuck how cute we look or how bad we look as long as we're doing the damn thing and the man is satisfied. I had a friend, we went out for smoothies on Sunday, and he's very high yellow. I thought he would mix with something like white and black. And he was like, a lot of people get him fucked up in that situation where they look at him and be like, oh, I don't think you can fuck, or you're too pretty to fuck. And he's like, he go ahead and he get him the business. And afterwards, you know, they change their mind and they be like, oh, damn, you know, they were shocked. So, I mean, I guess different strokes for different folks. I've dated light skin, I've dated dark skin, I've dated white. Me personally, light skin guys, they take forever to get dressed. I mean, they are in the mirror more than me. I'm like one of them, I know what the fuck I look like. I know what my clothes are going to look like. I'm going to throw them on to get in and put my clothes on and get the line. You know what I'm saying? When I walk out the house, motherfuckers is gone regardless because it's me. So it's just like, you know, different strokes for different folks. I have lightning girlfriends and they are just like, oh, they're like real pretty and prissy or whatever. And then it's like when I come up with my homeboy, it's like, yo, I'm making you fuck the dog shit out of her and tell me how she handles it. Can she take some dick? Can she not take it? I'd be setting them up because I'd be wanting to make sure that you punish her ass and then come back and tell me something like, oh, you can really take some dick, or girl, this is what you look like when you're getting fucked and I'll show her a picture. I know I ain't shit, but hey, I gotta break them down. I gotta break them down. Females, you girls have got to just fuck what you look like when you're getting busy. Like, for real. Like, me personally, sex faces are the best faces. If you making a face when you getting fucked, is the dick ain't good, or you don't know what the fuck you doing, something is wrong. Men, if you don't at least moan when you come, I swear to God, I'm going to pinch your ass and make you make some type of noise that I don't have anything to worry about. Because most of us always making a noise from something that I do. So it's just a matter of opinion, matter of whatever it is that you're going to do. So, you know, on my shows, I try to be insightful. Do I sound Dr. Ruth? Hell no. I just speak on my personal experience. When people ask me questions, I give them an answer based on my thoughts, my beliefs, and my experience. Plus, Dr. Ruth is freaky for a reason. Have y'all seen how ugly that bitch is? So therefore, when you ugly, you ain't got no choice but to be freaky. In order for somebody to fuck you, you gotta do any act. Every motherfucking thing to get some dick and keep the dick up in you. So I believe she's freaky as fuck because she's just an ugly ass little white woman. Do I think that she's stupid? I mean, she might be in her own way. Maybe that's why she sounds like that. She may have sucked a giant dick and it probably paralyzed her tonsils, her larynx, and that's why she sounds irritating or something. I don't know. I'm just saying, I mean, it could be there's no fucking telling. So, you know, I have my favorite artist that I like to play, and they just do something to me. But it's like when an artist comes on my show, I literally fuck with them. Like, if they have good music, I fuck with them, keep the music in the rotation, I promote the song. I just do, like, so much shit for my artists. So I have this one song by Motrey, and I really like them. They came on the show, they amped up, and they have like an old school sound. So it's like bringing back old school R&B. So we're going to play Motrey, I Want You, and this is also my mixtape. I haven't even looked at my mixtape today, just look at the numbers. So while I'm playing this song, I'm going to go look so I can come back and tell you what my numbers are. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a very analytical person, and numbers mean a lot to me. Interests me a lot if you know how to work them. My cutoff is 9-10. Anything over that, I ain't trying to see you. So here is I Want You by Motrey. It's coming eventually. Damn. I always wait till the last minute to bring shit up, and then it takes a minute to come up, and then it'll play. Okay. thank you for your patience.
What you may read, what you may hear out my mouth. You guys have to
radio. So I have to have a certain personality to get on here and look in the camera and speak to you and coach you and make videos and have fun and make you laugh and then make you want to go home and think about me in the bedroom and everything. So those are the things that I try my best to do. So contrary to what some people may be, I am as sweet and innocent as a newborn baby that just popped out of the pussy. Yes, I am. So on that note, I got to play this class right here. It's, R. Kelly, I'll Never Leave. Hope the volume works on this bitch. Oh my God.
When you take,
you know, I got to get, I wait for this damn advertisement, you know, when the video gets over and such and such. I use these to keep me from uploading a whole bunch of shit. So, oh, here we go.
Shut up. I never want to hear you say that again. Baby, I'm not going nowhere. You understand? What gave you the idea that I'm about to girl who you're listening to must be crazy. Look back in my past and all the shit that we've been through. I'll be damned.
I'm gonna be right there.
Okay, that was R. Kelly, I'll Never Leave. Man, 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 I love me some R. Kelly. Like, you know, contrary to them being he fucks with little girls, I don't give a damn what that man do. He can sing his ass off. He can make some good music. I think he's about the only one in the world that can lead me into an orgasm. R. Kelly, you can't pee on me, but if you ever want somebody to pee on you, I swear to God, I will drench your ass. All I do is just call me. Call me and the piss is coming. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. It's just, I saw for the Whitney Houston funeral on the news, and they was showing clips, and he was singing, and he broke down afterwards, and I was just like, you know what? As all the trials and tribulations that Dan has gone through, you can pretty much tell when he's battling his inner demons by the type of music he makes. And R. Kelly don't really make no bad music. He just may make something that people are not really feeling because they haven't gone through what he's going through or whatever. But me, personally, R. Kelly, I don't give a damn what you do as long as I can grab my hands on fucking 12 Play, TP2, Chocolate Factory, or R, the double album. Shit. Motherfucker, you can go fuck a nun and get that bitch pregnant and do it in front of the Pope. I'm still going to be one of your fans. Like, for real. Like, whew, if I ever got R. Kelly on my show, I swear, yo, that shit would be crazy, like too crazy, because man, I would probably have him doing some old freaky shit on my show and having him like all over the place and pulling out shit and just making me happy. You know, that's what I like to do. I like to make men do shit out of the norm. I like y'all to be like all kind of crazy and nasty, open, and be curious to try different things. And don't try them with me. Try them with your girl. And while you're fucking your girl, act like it's me. And I promise you, man, that chick will be like, oh my God, he gave me the black Scorpio. The black Scorpio gave me the best day last night. But guess what, bitch? He really wasn't fucking. He was fucking me, and you just happened to have the body to go on with the mind. So, yes, that's what I like to. I like to give men the... I like to give men the pleasure of thinking about me while they're smashing their own girl or their woman or their partner. See, after they've read one of my blogs. Yes. Like, real. Or even if you have your chick read the blog, you know, and she's not said, like, oh, wow, where did you get this? Oh, man, this is kind of interesting. So, you know, I try to be original and creative. It's just like, you know, be well, you're coming later. You know what I mean? Because I might do a little version of me thinking about getting my pussy ate, and I just seen what your picture looks like, and I sent you a private chat, and it was like brown skin, juicy lips, touching the cheek, and you got her spread open, and then hitting the clit, and you might be the one to make me squirt. Yes, I need to learn how to squirt in 2012. That's one of my goals. It's not going to be because my birthday passed. So I don't have any more holidays coming up. Hell, Valentine's Day passed. That didn't happen. So, we got to think of something to do. Like, for real. I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. So, now... y'all know Chris Brown is my dude. I don't care what people say about him and the song he did with Rihanna. He must have some good dick because Rihanna's still fucking with him. I just think Rihanna is one of them whores, hoes, I don't care what nobody say. If, you know, he did all the damn that they say she did, he did in the pictures or whatever, she probably nutted about 5 times after she seen what she looked like and just had all kinds of thoughts going through her mind, whatever. So, you know, people may say that I'm wrong for that, but there are some women that like to be beat when they're fucked, and it feels really good because I'm into the choking shit, and I ain't even gonna lie, that shit feels good. Like, ooh, choke me. Like, just do what you're gonna do. Oh, yes, please. So, here is my song by Chris Brown, featuring Kevin McCall. Stress. So, no, I'm not stressing tonight, but, you know, just to get y'all in the room for Friday.
Of weed. Yes, I
but you're a pusher. No, I'm laughing because, I'm telling the truth. That's what I was locked up for. So, yeah, when I said I was getting it, I was getting it. I went from trafficking keys of cocaine from Florida to North Carolina to white collar. I used to make checks. I was a beast in that. Then I got into the weed game. And, man, I swear, if you ever want to get a fucked up drug or get it in Texas because they don't trip, you don't got to pay no state tax, no federal taxes, none of that shit. I didn't have a bond. I had, I was on probation in Georgia, so I had 3 2-year sentences. So all of that, 3 years, 8 months. No, I didn't put any females when I was in jail. I knew I wasn't going to be locked up forever. I didn't have life. I knew I was going to see dick eventually. And boy, when I saw it, whoo, I'm still trying to catch up. But you can never, that's like sweet. You can never catch up on what you miss. You know what I mean? You can just keep going on and going on. And hopefully you will meet the right person that'll give you enough dick that you feel will last you a lifetime. And then that still ain't enough. Let's see, we have a call from 215-834. That's a Philly number. Yeah, that's a Philly number. So let's see what they have to say. You're right away with Chop Mommy.
What's going on, Chop Mommy? This is Black Cancer.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm all right. Listening to the show. Just tuned in not too long ago.
Oh, thank you for riding the wave with me. Everybody be having me talk about my personal life. I be putting shit on bath and everything. But, I don't give a fuck. I see the best policy is somebody can learn from my mistakes. Somebody can learn from my clever ways. Someone can learn from my hard ass how to beat the system. You can always learn a lot from me, and I can learn a lot from people, too.
Word up.
So, are you dark skin or light skin?
I'm dark skin, man.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So, tonight's topic is light skin versus dark skin. And they say that light skin people are afraid they're too pretty to fuck. So, by you being dark skin, are you attracted? What complexion female are you attracted to?
I like all shades. It don't matter. As long as she got a good shot.
As long as she got who?
As long as she got a good shot.
Okay. Now, have you ever fucked a light-skinned chick that was just too pretty to get down and dirty with you?
No, I ain't met one yet.
Also, when you pull out the dick, they just down for whatever.
Yeah, they down for whatever. I don't brag about mine, though.
Okay, so let me see. We're talking about taking a long way home. Long way home is like long dick. So do you have a long way home?
Yo, I ain't measured my Jordan in a minute, so I don't know. What can I compare it to? Amos, no wrinkle blue pen. It looked like that.
A who?
You ain't gonna know what it is.
Bottle.
No, it's an Amos, no wrinkle glue pen.
I think I
you
need
to know what it is.
Nah, I think I need you to tweet something for me. I mean, I need to see. I'm in a dick viewing mood. I don't know. So I think today, thanks to you, I'm going to give everybody a pass. So if people want to send me a picture, I promise I will not put it out on Twitter. Because normally when people send me unexpected pictures of their dick, a lot of times they're small and ugly and they swear that they're big and pretty, so I have to put them on a last and take a public poll, and most of the people agree that they should be ugly. So, you know what? Thanks to you, I am going to accept dick submission pictures today for the next 2 hours.
Okay.
After 2 hours, I'm going to put that on blast because this is going to be ugly. I know. I haven't seen any really pretty dicks. I can see a pretty guy. His should be kind of ugly. Your shit cut or uncut?
I've gotten compliments on my joint. It's smooth and, you know what I mean? I've gotten compliments on my thighs, but I'm kind of happy about that. I haven't had a complaint yet.
Not to your face, anyway.
No, I mean, I don't even think behind my back, because I'm real passionate. Cancer's a real passionate anyway, so. You know, I mean, I'm the woman, I ain't the mom.
Aquarius, Sagittarius, I don't get into that damn sign shit. I'm going to tell you. Females talk about y'all. She may tell you one thing, but when she get around her females, I'm telling you, we find the pettiest shit to break you down. Oh, when you fucking this, oh yeah, you did real good. Oh, this is so good. Oh, this is so good. Because we might like you and you might be a brick breaker. You know what I mean? So we ain't really going to say nothing to fuck you up in your face because we don't want to fuck up our pockets or our little, you know, benefits. So we get around our girls. Girl, I lied to motherfucker last night because we had just went out and I need my bills paid and I know he was going to break bread. But his dick really wasn't that good this time. It's pretty, but I mean, this is what we do. We'll be like, he came faster than usual, or this didn't get hard like I wanted it to, or he didn't fuck me long enough. He was too soft. This is the shit that we do.
Okay.
So, what you
sure they ain't telling me nothing that I ain't already heard because I got a lot of female friends.
You know what I'm saying? So you know I'm telling the truth. And, you know, that be the fucked up part about me personally. I'm going to tell you to your face because I want you to know. If your dick is whack, I want to be honest with you so the next chick you fuck, you will not go in the bedroom thinking you're that dude. I don't, you know, I just want to improve your game. So a lot of times you won't even finish. Like in the first 5 minutes, a female can tell if she's going to let you in or she wants you or not. And me, I'm going to tell you to get the fuck up or I'm going to push you up. And then I'm just going to be like, hell nah. But, you know, luckily for me, I've been doing good. So, I mean, you know, I'm not as active as I should be or anything like that. But, you know, I'm those honest females and guys respect that. They be like, you know what, Chalk? You all right with me. Like, for real. So, you know.
I like a chick, you know what I mean? That keep it honest. And I don't think I got lies on my team right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't really brag about mine. I'm kind of humble. I just like to go in. I like to show, improve. I don't want to talk about it all the time.
So how is your tongue game?
My tongue game all right, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't always be eating it like that.
Well, you ain't supposed to eat everybody's pussy, but you know.
Yeah, that's true also, because you catch some crazy shit, so I'm cool. Even if it is, I'm good.
But you like for her to go down on you?
Yeah, I do like them to go down on me, though.
Ah, okay, so let me ask you this. Do you prefer for her to swallow, or does it matter to you?
It don't matter to me, but I love them when they do, though. Because I like the ones that keep sucking while they swallowing.
Question. So after she sucks and, you know, swallows you, you kiss her?
Fuck no. Never
what?
In my life. Never.
I'm out. The fuck you mean? It's yours.
I am not. I don't care.
So is something wrong with your semen?
No, not at all. I just don't care to do that. I think that's gay to me.
So if she goes in the bathroom, bring out a bottle of scope, a fucking Pearl B toothbrush, a motherfucking Crest with rock size and baking soda, and brush her teeth, then you'll kiss her?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, with no problem, because she didn't brush the teeth out. She didn't brush the tongue, her gum, her lips, everything.
Okay, now, if she doesn't swallow and she just sucks your dick, will you still kiss her?
No. She has to brush her teeth first.
Oh, so it's not the point of her swallowing. It's just after her putting her mouth on you?
Yeah, she can't kiss me at all. She can kiss me on my body, but she can't kiss me in my mouth.
What if it's wifey?
I don't give a damn what it is. If she don't brush her teeth or clean her mouth out after she done that, she ain't getting no kisses from me. Maybe on the cheek.
You sound like suspect dirty dick. Because if a bitch cannot kiss you after sucking your dick, that means something is wrong. Or you not telling everything.
Okay, I'll let you assume that. But that's just a rule that I always follow. And I've been good so far. I don't know a lot of Philly niggas that that tell me stuff like that. You're like, yo, I just got some top from some John, and she kissed me afterwards, and I just French kissed her back with big cum. Like, come on, man, that don't even sound right.
I mean, if it's your girl, it shouldn't matter.
It matters to me.
Wow. So basically, after she finished sucking your dick, you gotta go in the bathroom, do all this extra shit, just to kiss, to make it feel more intimate?
Yeah, and question, why she gotta kiss me afterwards anyway? Like, why can't she just fall back, man? I'm probably shaking.
Because 9 times out of 10, if she's doing a good job, after she gets you off and she finishes you, she's going to get you hard again because she's going to want you to fuck her. And then sometimes, depending on the female, and she's in a passionate mood, kissing is mandatory unless your ass just can't kiss.
I like to kiss. I definitely like the French kiss. That's my thing. I'm a kissing type of dude. But I got rules that I follow or whatever, and I'm a stubborn nigga, so I'm going to get my way because she's going to get her way.
Okay.
I aim to please.
Basically, she just don't need to suck your dick and y'all can kiss all night long.
Word, she could do that. Like I said, if she brush her teeth afterwards, you could kiss all day, all night long, whatever. But if she expects to kiss me after she didn't already eat my gas, that's enough. That's tripping.
Okay, so after you eat her pussy, do you go brush your teeth?
I'm either going to hit it, I'm either going to brush my teeth, or I'm just going to fall back. Now, have I done it? Yes, I've done it. I kissed the joint after I ate it. She didn't care, though. She said, it's my shit.
Exactly. It's my own shit. I don't need to brush your teeth. I taste good. Come here, let me kiss you. Let me love you down. Wow. See, I have a homegirl that sticks to do like that. And I have to give her credit. I like how she pulled it off. She gave him some top and Monica came in her mouth. And then I know she kind of like hid it in her mouth and kissed him and spit it in there. I was like, girl, you
oh
a bad
my goodness. That bitch should have got choked.
Oh, you know, I would have preferred to have seen that, because that shit is funny to me. Because guys, y'all just be on some more other shit. You know what I mean? It's like, men tend to be one-sided in the bedroom, and, you know, y'all have y'all way of what y'all want, how y'all feel things should be or whatever, but I'm like a dude. I got a dude's mentality. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I'm a dude dirty like he do me. Or used to do me, because nigga ain't finna do me dirty no more. I will fuck you. I don't give a fuck if you got feelings. Once I get my nut, it's time to go. You know what I mean? Like, holla. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't know. I can see myself doing some tricky shit like that, but then again, I feel like that's a waste. You know what I mean? If I'm gonna put in all this work to make you come, might as well go ahead and swallow you and get it out the way. And then most men, they pull me up and then they kiss me and be all on me and stuff like that, because ain't nothing wrong with them.
I'm not. After you do all that, I'm not trying to be all cuddled up underneath you and all that, but you know what I mean? That's the type of person I am. Matter of fact, let me skate. If you want to kick me out, kick me out. You doing me a favor. I ain't got to spend the night with you.
You know what? You would be one of the motherfuckers that would be so easy for me to break down. Just because I'm hearing all the shit that saying don't do while I'm fucking you, I'm going to make remember what you said you didn't do and remind you why you're doing it.
Okay. I like a challenge. Try to get me out of here if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Where you at? What city?
Uh-huh.
What city you in again?
I'm in Philly. I'm a Philly boy.
Oh, man. I ain't had no Philly dick in a long time. Last time I had some Philly shit. Oh, wow. I actually missed a Philly. It was a blind date, and I swear, yo, I wanted to run, but I had already driven to Philly, and I just had to just sit out. I had to stick it out. Oh, boy. Some of the things.
So you got a complaint.
Huh?
I said, so you got a complaint, basically.
Hell yeah. But see, that was before I was Chalk Mommy. This was a very, very long, long time ago. You know what I mean? So now I just don't be going off a whim. And because you send me a picture, you look good. Because motherfucking pictures lie. Men lie. Twitter lie. Facebook lie. Every social network that a man is on is a fucking lie. I meet you out in public, in your face, and everything else is a lie.
Okay.
Women lie too. Especially big women. They'll send a picture of a small bitch not thinking that she gonna need to do, he's be like, what the fuck? Or, you know how they do the switcheroo, like, do a picture, then you go out to eat, or you meet at the restaurant, and then she'll send her friend to come up and look at you to make sure that you're the right person. And you be like, oh, shorty look good, and then you're turn out, and then here come Big Mama. Like, what the fuck? Like, nah, I wasn't sure how you was gonna feel. Are you a fall guy? This and third. We're too trifling and shit. I don't, but a lot of women do. I'm honest.
You probably be hurting niggas' feelings. The ones that's real soft, sensitive, and can't take no criticism. Or just a woman that's real opinionated and strong and shit, right?
I mean, maybe I do, but I feel like this. All men have a backbone, so if that hurts your feelings, then something was wrong with your ass in the first place. But then again, I am a strong, black, opinionated woman that don't give a fuck and don't play fair. Because, you know, for so many years, men have had the power to dog females out, whatever the fuck they wanted to, one night stand and everything like that. So my alter ego, Chalk Mommy, is here to get retribution for all the men that dogged out the female. So I'm here to dog y'all out for the home team. So the females that don't have the strength or the courage to do shit that I do it for them, and I take pride in it, and I'm happy.
Rough.
Yes, I'm happy to tell a man his dick is small. I'm happy to tell a man his shit ain't good. I'm happy to tell a man he ain't fucked me right. I'm happy to tell a man to lick my ass and ride his dick and make sure he does it. I'm happy to do all of those things.
I like to lick ass. Oh. I just don't like to eat assholes.
Man, that is such a good feeling. And you know what be killing me is when guys be like, oh, I don't eat ass. Bitch, you a lie. If a bitch rides your face, you lick pussy ass. We call it ATM, ass to mouth. Men are so quick to say what they don't do. And then, me personally, I put the brief out the BlackBerry video and be like, what did you say you didn't do? Don't you remember this, right? Or put that video on my fucking site and be like, booyah. Mm-hmm.
Man, you got, I got rules and regulations, but I'm gonna tell you this much: I never had a joint ride my face. That sounds like a good thing, though.
It is. Oh my gosh, it is, like, for real.
I'm missing
especially
out.
Like, grab the head, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness, I swear, if I was in a bedroom right now, I would like actually give you a demonstration of what she should do, but I'm in the office, and you know, I'm going to save that for Friday, but yeah, basically what she needs to do is be, you lay on the bed, she's at the top, and she grabbed the headboard or the rails, she just ride the fuck out of your face.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here's my question for you. Now, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but you said you keep it real. You're a trail bitch. So here's my question to you. Do you like to get nutted in?
Do I like to who?
Do you like to get nutted in?
Of course. I do that.
Oh, all right. Then you cool with me.
Yes, because you know what? That makes the orgasm better. And then when that shit be running out of you, oh, my God. Then it's like when the dick get hard and you got that natural lubricant from him in you, man, sloppy sex is the best sex after he done nutted. Hell part, then take the tip and just rub it on your ass, and it's already slippery. Hell yes!
All right. See, she keeps it real. You're all right with me, baby.
I got you, because my thing is, this is where bitches fuck up. They sit here and act innocent, or I don't do this, I don't do that,
yeah,
and then bitches
yeah.
like me, they'll be quick to be like, oh, she's a bitch, she's a slut, she's a whore. No, I'm just confident in my ability to satisfy my man, your man, your best friend's man, maybe your stepdad or your daddy. I was just confident in myself all across the board. You know what I'm saying? If Jesus was a pimp, I'll satisfy his ass. You feel me? So I'm just saying.
So you ain't never get an addicted to dick before. Like, somebody ain't never just tear your ass up. And you was like, damn, I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
My ex-husband, but this is where men fuck up. Like, they're not consistent with giving me enough dick. When I have somebody that I like, if they fuck me all the time like I wanted to, then I will probably be whipped. But they can't because they get addicted to me before I get addicted to them, because my mind is so fucking open and so free that they can't handle it. Because they're just like, I'm like one of those dicks like, ooh, you know what, baby? Call one of your boys up. What do you mean? Put the phone on speaker and boom, let's get it in. You know what I mean? Or, you know what? Let's make movie. Let's get the phones out. Let's get the cameras out. Let's do this. Oh, you know what? I want to watch Mad Somebody. Why don't we go to the club and pick up a tune, go to the hotel or something like that? So, and like, when I'm doing all those things, it kind of throws them off because I'm so open-minded and I'm giving them the opportunity to do this that they normally wouldn't experience because so many females are closed-minded, they're selfish. I look at it like, every now and then, you're going to share your man, because all men cheat one shape, form, or fashion to a certain degree. So if you have the mindset that, you know what, I know my man is going to cheat, or one day he's going to get tired of my pussy, why don't I give him the opportunity to have something strange, something fresh, something new, and we both experiment together, then you're good. Because you got to remember, it's more women than men in the world, especially depending on what city and state that you're in. So therefore, it's like, girl, let your man be a man. Because this is the motto of a man. A man is going to be a man whether you do the right thing or the wrong thing. If you do the wrong thing, just man the fuck up when you get caught. And we can keep it moving. I'll give you amnesty and then boom. But if you're my man, I don't accept the cheating shit, because why should you cheat? You got a freak and you can just bring her home. That's a no-no. I'll break you down, because I had a boyfriend, and we ventured, and he cheated. So I broke him down. I fucked his brother and his cousin, then I told him on his birthday.
Damn.
He cried.
He cried, huh?
Of course. I
never want to get that open. I never want to get that open, you know. I don't want no female to have that type of power on me.
But that's the thing. You can't control it, really. If you meet a chick and she's good and she's bringing new things to the bedroom that you've always wanted to do but you never found anyone to do them with or bring them up to, then you're going to be open regardless, no matter how hard you try to fight it. It's gonna happen. You know what I mean? So it's up to you how you control it. You know what I'm saying? It's like the best thing for you to do is just leave the chick alone. Because a lot of men say that they'd be like, oh, I want a threesome. I want this. I want to go to a swingers club. I want to do this. I want to do that. Then when they meet a female that allows them to have those luxuries, they're fucked up in the head because they really don't know how to act because they're actually getting it. And they're just like, damn, this can't be for real. And you just don't know how to handle it. You lose your fucking mind. Then you get them to beat your ass, then it's all over. You can call Santa Claus and just tell him everything that you want for Christmas.
Alright, so alright. How about this? We're gonna take your scenario. Instead of her eating the gat and her trying to kiss you after she done swallowed and all that, what if she eats your ass and then she wanna kiss from you? Like, that's nasty to me.
Hey, that's why if my man gets his ass in the shower, everything is done in the shower, everything like that, then it's all good. Everything there in love and war.
Okay.
That's why you make sure your partner gets in the shower. Don't be like, oh, I showered before you get here. No, bitch. I need you in the water right now. I need to see the lather. I need to see everything. I need to see your hand in your ass washing it. I need to see you washing your nuts. I need to see everything. So no, don't take no shower when you get off work. Motherfucker, take a shower and you to the crib. I want to see. Matter of fact, let's take a shower together. So that way, both of us is clean. We get out and boom. It is what it is. I'll kiss you. You're not? Sure, I'll kiss you. You mean my boy? Yes, I will kiss you. I sure will. Because I know what the hell Chica tastes like. And I know my booty is clean because I get out the shower and I use 3 different soaps.
Alright.
Any other questions?
No, just did you get any music in from me? I think I sent a couple joints.
Hold on. You sent it to what email?
I think the Chopped Mama joint. I'm not sure. I sent it a while ago. I know it's Seduction and Probably Come Lay With You, Man. Something for the ladies.
Okay, because I have like 6 different emails. How long ago did you send it?
Shit, probably like 3 weeks ago. I can't even remember.
Oh, how about this? How about you send it now? How about you send it now? All right,
well, I'm going to do that then.
Yeah, I mean, are you near a computer or you have to do it from your phone?
No, I'm going to go to a computer right now. Because I have my phone charged and shit. And what email you want me to send it to?
I'm sending it to chocolatecitycity2010@gmail.com.
All right. I sent it to that joint.
That was 3 weeks ago. You know how much emails I get a day?
Shit, you right. I got you. Say no more.
See, you already one of the motherfuckers that like to take shortcuts.
Before I get off, shout out to Grindhard Radio, Jets Chronicles, Trigger, and Dangerous Texas, whatever we on tonight from 11 p.m. to 1. We still got to chop it up with you, too. I ain't forget about you.
Yeah, come on. Because just because you've been on here answering all these questions, this is nothing compared to, you know what? I think y'all should come on Tuesday night. So what I do, Chingy, is nothing compared to what I'm going to do to y'all. So, yeah, you should come on Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to talk to Jit and see what's up. If not, you can get some before me.
Yeah, because I'm going to listen to y'all tonight because I'm going to be doing some work on the computer, and I'm going to call in and I'm going to fuck with y'all, and I'm going to tell tell Jit how you came on the air. And you told all my listeners that you wanted to lick my ass and kiss me afterwards.
Okay. I do not care, okay.
And so, yes, I'm, you know what, I'm going to go on Twitter and tell everybody how freaky you are and that you like to do all kinds of nasty, freaky shit, and for females, like, after they go down on you, make sure y'all kiss them and shit. Right after, like, as soon as you get up, just go straight to the mouth. I'm gonna
I don't care. I really don't care. It's cool.
See, I'm gonna hook you up. It's all love over here.
It's all fuck over here. What you mean? It ain't all love. It's all fuck. It's a difference.
Actually, it is a difference because, you know, when you fuck, there is no room for feeling. Sex and fucking is just that physical act. Making love are for people that's involved, married, been together forever, just don't know any better. So there are two levels of sex, making love and then fucking. Now, if I had a choice of making love, fucking, what would I choose? I would choose fucking because that means I'm unattached to your monkey ass and I just need your dick to fuck and then put it away. And then if you start talking too much, I'll just push you off and pull out my toy. And 9 times out of 10, my toy is bigger than the motherfuckers I mess with anyway. So what I need them for?
Cold-blooded.
I'm just saying. I really appreciate you calling in and hanging out with me.
No, it ain't about shit, Ma. You know what I mean? We chatted on Twitter, so, you know, you get to talk to a nigga now and see what he talking about.
Yeah.
I talk shit just as much as you do.
And I think Jit said you sound like a fucking leprechaun off that movie. You know the little fucked up short motherfucker? He said that's who you sounded like.
Well, I fuck green. That's about as close as a leprechaun I'ma get. Because I ain't rocking no gold right now.
I mean, gold is overrated. It is so overrated. It doesn't even matter. Now, see, you got me, Now, see, I'm trying to play my damn song. Send me your fucking music and go on and do some productive. You done got me off track. I got to play 50 Cent up in the club because you got me feeling a certain kind of way right now.
All right. I'm glad I got you feeling a certain type of way. I'm going to get off this joint and I'm going to send you the music, the Chalk Mob 2010, the Chalk City, whatever, and we go from there. And I hit you tonight.
Yes. Now, send me a tweet so I can tweet it to everybody.
I got you, Mom.
Okay. All right. Now, everybody, I'm going to play 50 up in the club. Now, y'all done found out some more freaky shit about me. I swear, there is no secret to life on this fucking radio show.
Get the girl.
music, but he looks like a fucking baby. No, he looks like a grown ass gorilla. But when I let 50 fuck, that's a good question. It depends on how long it's been since I had a nut, and it depends on if we negotiated some perks. But for the most part, I would have to say no. I would have to I would have to say no. I would have to say no. I would not let Defense smash. Lloyd Banks could get it. Those lips look perfect for sex on my clit. Those lips are just perfect. Like, I swear, I need to be ashamed of myself. I just say some of the craziest shit that comes to mind. I am. I just. You know what? I think one day I'm going to take time out of my busy schedule and reflect on becoming a good girl. You know what? I don't know if I could do that. Could I be a good girl? I think I could. I'm not sure. Do I want to be a, gosh. Do I want to be a good girl? No. I've been looking at the Bad Girls Club and I think that I should be on the Bad Girls Club because some of them bitches, I'll beat the fuck out of them. I need to have my own reality show, and I think everybody would love it because it would include my bedroom life, and it would include me cooking, being domesticated, doing laundry, ironing jeans, and putting them on the hanger, going to the grocery store, making cakes out of the box, and then making them from scratch, making a sweet potato pie, so y'all didn't know I could play that, right? And I even know how to make collard greens, macaroni and cheese, candy yams with the marshmallows on top. Holiday time at my crib, my kids eat good. I have 4 kids, and all of them bitches agree to tell. One is 27, one is about to 26, my daughter is 22, and my son is 16. And the three oldest, they got baby mama, baby daddies, and they bring the motherfuckers to dinner too. So you gotta think, I got 4 kids of my own and 3 extras, and I have to cook for everybody. And we still have leftovers. I can cook a 20-pound turkey. Shit be juicy. Wait till I store my cooking show. You guys are gonna be like, oh my gosh. You guys are gonna love me. You guys are gonna be trying to beat y'all way to North Carolina to sit in my kitchen to get just a sample of this I cook. And then what I would do is lay on the counter, put some candy yams on Chica, and somebody can eat it off of me. Or some gel cream. Chocolate is my favorite. I'm so freaky and so nasty. Hi, Shelly. Hi, Glee Wolf. Hi, J Star. Hi, Kevin139. Hi, AJFNN. Did I miss anybody? And everybody else that's listening and in my blog talk. Hi, Brian J. Yo, how you doing? Oh, man, this is just awesome ass show. Now I gotta play some more music. You know what? What the fuck you did, old Tarmac could move. I didn't know fucking your mama be like, you know what? I'm going to be nice, and this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give your ass the boot and stay the fuck out my room, asshole. Okay, now moving right along, back to what I was saying before somebody came back in my room. Let me go ahead and give my public service announcement. Foreigners that come in my room, please be respectful to who the fuck I am, what the fuck I do, and my guests. Do not come in my room and try to be disrespectful because I'm not a soft-ass chick. I will fuck you up. I will call you out and talk shit about you, or me and B Wolf will fuck you up and kick you out. So, anyway, you cannot get me off point. You cannot take me off my shit. I'm going to always be on my shit, and I always have a people in my room that can kick you out. So, please be respectful when you come into Chocolate City Radio. Please be mindful of my guests and my co-hosts and whoever else is in the room, my chatters and everything like that. We don't put up with that bullshit. So, getting back to my regularly scheduled program, I am going to play, you know what? I'm going to play fucking Sammy. Ooh. I'm going to play Sammy Make Pretend. He is so sexy. Like, for real. Like, ooh, God. I swear, boy. Sammy can get it. I'll go with y'all, Melissa, and him. So, this Sammy Make Pretend, this is from 2010. It says a year ago. So, I'm waiting for him to drop a new album because this shit is going to be hot. So, here we go. Hands on him. Hell, fuck my hands. If I put my mouth on him, I know my head game is a felony. That little monster will just lose his mind and he'll never make good music again. So, let me see. This is like long I've been in my seat and behaved myself. What the hell am I going to do? Oh, my God. Yes, I'm getting real good tonight. It's so hard. But, you know, I have issues. So nature is calling me. I'm taking it easy, your medication and everything. I know you're like, you laughing. But, you know, I have to laugh at Mother Nature. I just can't wait to get to heaven. I got to live a little better. Get to heaven and have a sit down with Eve and ask what the hell was she thinking about, because she made women like me suffer. Like, oh, my God. Made me suffer, like, for real. So I'm bugging. I'm probably, I didn't mean to put LOL. So, yeah, just hit me up on Skype. We can talk about it. You know, I'm always listening for good stuff, whatever. And I'm going to get well. I got a few more days. And then this shit is a mere stop till the end of the month. Then damn, shit back again. But, you know, I'll be all right as long as I keep a soda and Tylenol. And sometimes I have to take a narcotic. I'll be all right. I just don't like how it makes me feel. So let me get back to some more music. Oh gosh, you know what? I want shit. What's the name? Shit. It's Body Is the Business. That's what I'm gonna play next. By Avant is my shit. I love Avant. So here we go.
I'm in a house out of Tiffany. She called me staring and she smiled at me. She was in a hurry, said she had to leave, but I couldn't let this moment pass away. She got a number and a drug. The conversation she was so caught up. He knew this girl didn't know what's up, so I spoke my mind to her. Why is she? Girl, you don't
Thank you. Let me see.
me. Oh, damn, 7,296. Let me see where I'm at on the Mixed Connect board. Okay. Okay, number three. I was tricked between number two and number three, and I've been number one, but I'm in the, still the top five. And that's not bad for me to just be dropping my first project. So that means every time that I drop something, I'm going to keep doing my best, you know, to keep my fans happy and everything like that. Then I am holding my position. So it's almost time for us to get out of here. But you guys, Friday night, oh my gosh. My granddaughter says that I don't like Lil Wayne ugly ass. I think he's like a fucking cockroach and I should always keep up. A can of Raid around in case I ever run into him in person, so I just fucking spray him. God, he's fucking ugly. How the fuck does anybody fuck him? Oh, it must be the money or he eat ass real good. But Friday got changed. I'm gonna be drunk. I'm not gonna be sick. I'm gonna be on change. So I feel that I may get banned because all my music makes me feel a certain kind of way before it comes on and after comes on or whatever. So, you know, man, I swear, hold on guys, I gotta reboot. Hold on, I gotta reboot Block TV because this shit just fucking, I don't know why it does that. So, what I'm gonna do is, you know, I have to play my, my song Rolling for the mixtape by Sean Ward. That is like one of my favorite songs ever. Like, it's like, he really did that thing. Like, I really love this song. It's like, hold on, guys. I'm coming back. I swear, this always happens. So, I'm waiting for my camera to come back on. Shit, okay. Okay, it always does. I don't know why. But here I am. So, I have to play my favorite song. Sean Ward, Rolling. This song is like one of the hottest songs on the mixtape. I got a couple of other tracks for my coming mixtape. And then I got to have him on the show because I need him to sing Rolling to me in person so I can just be high on Peter Rock and really talk shit about Puffy. Gosh, he better not ever come on my show because he hates the fuck out of me. So here we go, off of my mixtape. This is the last song of the night, and it's Rolled by Sean Ward.
Twitter every day. I love you and mwah, night.